Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, October 22nd.
You know, compromise has become a dirty word, but it's bipartisanship and compromise still has to be possible.
That's what President Biden said last night at the CNN town hall as he sold his big domestic agenda plans while they hang in the balance on Capitol Hill. President Biden's town hall on CNN, moderated by Anderson Cooper last night in Baltimore, was perhaps the newsiest outing I've seen this president have in the entirety of his term. We got a more detailed insight into the status of negotiations on his big domestic agenda items than I think we normally get from presidents. But we also got the real politic view from inside the White House about how difficult this is.
When you're in the United States Senate and you're a president of the United States and you have 50 Democrats, every one is a president. Every single one. How we get there, we're down to four or five issues, which I'm not going to negotiate on national television, as you might guess.
We'd be interested in hearing them if you want.
No, I know. But all kidding aside, I think we can get there.
Optimism abounds from all corners of the Democratic establishment. The vice president talked about it today, as did Speaker Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The latter two, the legislative leaders, they actually met with the president this morning, and their hopes of announcing a framework agreement that all parties have agreed to on that Build Back Better plan, they wanted that by today. That does not seem to be the case, at least as of 3 o'clock this afternoon when we're recording this podcast, which means that it's still going to take some time here to solve some of the four or five remaining issues as the president described them. And in fact, President Biden sort of got into the nitty-gritty with Anderson Cooper last night, very specifically about what's in the bill, what's changed, what's had to be tossed out of the bill to get progress on this and get it across the finish line.
You're also proposing for the first time ever federal paid parental leave. At one point you talked about 12 weeks. Now there's reports it's down to maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah, it is down to 4 weeks. And the reason it's down to 4 weeks, they can't get 12 weeks.
One of the other things that Democrats are looking to do is to expand Medicare to include dental, vision, and hearing. Will all three of those still be covered?
That's a reach. And the reason why it's a reach, I think it's a good idea. And it's not that costly in relative terms. But here's the thing. Mr. Manchin is opposed to that.
Now, it'll be critical to watch in the days to come how Bernie Sanders, the president's former rival on the campaign trail, if you remember, and the leader of the progressive left in this country, how he is going to respond to this difficulty on that last piece, the Medicare expansion for dental and vision and hearing. But of course, Manchin is not the only roadblock here to getting this thing done. Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has proven to be a real thorn in the side of the Democratic Party. And President Biden is one of the few people in this town who has some real insight into her thinking. She keeps her cards very close to the vest. And even her own colleagues on Capitol Hill are not always aware where she is in any given moment on this bill. And this was how Joe Biden described where he sees Kyrsten Sinema.
First of all, she's smart as the devil, number one. Number two, she's very supportive of the environmental agenda in my legislation. Very supportive. She's supportive of almost all the things I mentioned relating to everything from family care to all those issues. Where she's not supportive is she says she will not raise a single penny in taxes on the corporate side and or on wealthy people, period. And so that's where it sort of breaks down. There's a few other issues it breaks down on.
As the president said, that's where it sort of breaks down. Well, it's that key part. How are you going to pay for all of this without adding to the debt? Because he promised it'd be paid for. If the tax rates don't go up on the wealthy and corporations, that's going to be something critical for Joe Biden to solve for this bill to hit his desk and get a signature. Now, apart from the Build Back Better plan, the president made pretty huge news when it comes to the filibuster. course, he still doesn't have all 50 Democrats in the Senate willing to change the filibuster rules so that voting rights or police reform can get through the Senate. But the president of the United States went farther than he ever has on showing a real willingness to join the fight with those in his party who've been arguing to get rid of the filibuster, even if just specifically on voting rights.
If, in fact, I get myself into, at this moment, the debate on the filibuster, I lose at least three votes right now to get what I have to get done. But I also think we're going to have to move to the point where we fundamentally alter the filibuster. That remains to be seen, exactly what that means in terms of fundamentally altering it, whether or not we just end the filibuster straight up.
He didn't want to take up that filibuster reform fight because he'd lose the votes he needs right now on this package. But I think what he clearly said was, Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema, I may get you across the finish line with this bill, but don't think I'm done trying to twist your arms on other key priorities. If you missed the town hall, I urge you to go to CNN.com. You can see the entirety of it. It really was classic Joe Biden empathy on how he thinks his policies would benefit people in their everyday lives across the country. It also clearly demonstrates how difficult it has been to wrangle the votes to actually get this done. That work continues. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Meghan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bowe and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back on Monday.